Today we have the feast day of St. Peter Canisius, a tremendous Jesuit that we all should know something about, because he really single-handedly re-evangelized Central Europe during the Catholic Reformation, which occurred after the Protestant revolt from the Church. St. Peter Canisius was born in 1521, around the same time that Martin Luther had broken away from the Catholic Church. St. Peter Canisius was actually born in Gelderland, which is modern-day Holland. His father was the mayor of that area. And as a young man, he was just brilliant at his studies, and he earned a master's degree from the University of Cologne at the young age of 19, and he intended to become a lawyer. And he was planning on having a successful law career, but he went on a retreat. And that retreat was given by a man named Peter Fabre, who was one of the first followers of St. Ignatius of Loyola. In fact, he was the eighth member of that. He was one of the first members of that society. And on this retreat that Peter Canisius attended, he was really more or less converted or reconverted to realize that his vocation was to become a follower of St. Ignatius of Loyola and to become one of the first Jesuits. And so Peter Canisius became the eighth Jesuit to follow Ignatius Loyola. So he entered the Society of Jesus and would spend a few years preparing for ordination, which occurred 3 years later. And the rest of his life was spent in study, reflection, prayer, writing, and preaching. And that really sums up his life. He was not only a deep man of prayer, but a deep man of action and zeal for the Catholic faith. He attended two of the sessions of the Council of Trent, as well as helping to reform universities, especially the universities in Bavaria and southern Germany. But all during this time, he would also continue to visit the sick and the imprisoned. Eventually, he was sent to work almost entirely in southern Germany to re-evangelize it and to win it back to the Catholic faith. He did this primarily by establishing Catholic schools, colleges, and seminaries, which really shows the importance of Catholic education. If you want to know where the renewal of the Catholic Church will come from today, we have to look at high schools, colleges, elementary schools, and seminaries. And that's really where this re-Catholicism, re-evangelization will take place. That's why when we look at what's happening in our country, we see great signs of hope. When we look at Christendom College, Steubenville, St. Thomas Aquinas College in California, and so many other great things that are occurring in our country through the seminaries, Mount St. Mary's, St. Charles, and a number of other good seminaries, we see this is where the re-evangelization of our country will come from. And so Peter Canisius knew that. He knew that he had to reform the colleges and seminaries. He would also go around giving parish missions and preaching. And in 30 years, he traveled 20,000 miles on foot or horseback to give these missions throughout mostly southern Germany. During this time, he was also advisor to the emperor, as well as the advisor to three different popes, including the greatest pope of that century, Pope St. Pius V. At the age of 70, he was crippled by what most likely was a stroke, but for the next 6 years, he continued to write with the help of a secretary, and he even wrote about six more books on his more or less lying in bed, dictating to a secretary. And he died on December 21st, 1597 in Switzerland, and was canonized and declared a doctor of the church in 1925. So I think when we look at his life, what we see is somebody who was a true reformer, not somebody who split the church or led people out of the Catholic Church, the one true church founded by Christ, but somebody who was a reformer, who saw the corruption among some of the members of the church and tried to reform them. And he began with the clergy because he knew that if the clergy is converted, then the people will be converted as well. And he's really most famous for writing a catechism, which was used for hundreds of years after that. And he was a great defender of the faith and Catholic apologist. And he vigorously defended the faith against the attacks of the anti-Catholics in that area. And during his life founded dozens of colleges. So if you go to Germany today, you'll notice that in the north, it's mostly Protestant, but in the south, it's mostly Catholic. And that's really thanks to the zeal and the work of the great St. Peter Canisius.